You're on a magic carpet ride with Lawrence and Taylor.
And Michael.
And Michael, yes, who is
already has a traffic issue.
Yep. Well, I mean, we had to start the last hour with a traffic update, so I figured we better start this hour with one as well. This involving a westbound I-94, traffic is backed up between Matawan and Pawpaw due to a possible accident, and the traffic is at a standstill, so it's like a parking lot out there.
Uh-oh.
Is this a new... This is unrelated to the previous?
I'm not sure if this is related to the previous one or not.
Huh.
So we're
A Gawker accident, maybe.
Yeah.
It could be.
It could be.
But we're still having problems out there. Probably best to find a different way if you're headed west. So even if you're headed east, it's going to be slow going heading through there as the gawking traffic goes through.
You could get off at Matawan, go up to Red Arrow, through Pawpaw, and back to 94. That'd be quicker than just parking. Or at least get yourself a picnic lunch.
There you go.
Yeah.
Stop at Subway on the way, something
Stop,
like
get
that.
Get some coffee, something.
This could turn into Atlanta. You could be there for 18 hours.
Are we going to blame the weatherman for a sunny day?
Yes.
Of course. Absolutely.
The light blinded me. Don't go to the light.
What is that bright orb in the sky? Yeah. I haven't seen that.
Don't go toward the light.
Yes. Don't go toward the light.
Well, Governor Snyder did what everyone expected, and so I guess no one is surprised, but he has officially announced that, yes, I'm unofficially running for an unofficial second term.
Mm-hmm. He's run commercials.
Yes, he's run commercials. So I think you're probably at that point going, yep, he's in for it. He's going to run again, which we all kind of like, yeah, he's going to run again.
Okay, I was sitting on needles and pins waiting for this. I just didn't know what he was going to do.
Now, I did get a chance to see the commercial they're talking about. Obviously, it wasn't during the Super Bowl. I was watching that. But I got to look this up online. I get what he's aiming for. It's kind of that sense of, you know, things are on the move again. Things are turning and looking up, and look what's happened. And, you know, here's this guy that he's not about politics as usual.
We're number 49. We're number 49.
We moved up.
Yes. When I started, we were 50, and we have skyrocketed up to number 49 in unemployment.
Now, what he's saying is, of course, that his claim is we have redefined why government exists. I'm not sure if he could go that far and claim that. But I think the whole idea that he approaches things with, just watching him as sort of this outsider's perspective and that kind of thing, it's like, okay, I get what you're saying. You're going to be a different kind of guy than just your average, you know what, I've been in politics for years and I can't run for anything else, so I'll run for governor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's so many politicians in so many states all over the country that have done that.
So is he saying he's going to become a different guy now, or is he running on the different guy he was 2 years ago?
Well, I think what he's doing is pointing to say, hey, I promised to be different, and I have been different. Here's why. That kind of thing.
So
that's his approach.
He's going to be consistent from here on. He won't be different anymore then?
Oh, aren't you fun?
No, I'm being serious. Is he signaling some sort of change here, or is he saying I'm going to continue doing what I've been doing? No, I'm asking a serious question.
No, I think what he's aiming for is to say I'm different than your average politician.
And always have been and always will be.
Yeah, I think that's what he's aiming to do, if that answers your question. It sounded like you were going off on a comedic vibe there a little bit. So.
No, I was asking a serious question.
Okay. Michael was over there laughing, so you know we had to make sure.
Is he going to do something different in a second term, or is he saying you elected me because I'm different and now I'm going to be consistent in my difference and keep doing what I've been doing? I didn't understand what his message was.
Well, and I think his message will develop as time comes along. The biggest message is, look what we've done these last 4 years, which most politicians will do when they're running for re-election. Look at all the things we've done, if you've got a record to run on, to be able to say, all right, we did all this. There you go. I fulfilled what we needed to do here that I said we were going to do. And then he'll also say, but yeah, there's more work ahead. I think most politicians will do that. We certainly saw Obama say that in the last election for president. And, you know, I think Snyder's no different in that, to be able to say, here's the record from the last 4 years. Now we got more work to do. Let's keep it going.
Okay.
So, I know there's going to be people that that will spring up and say, yeah, he's not done so well. Certainly Mark Schauer, chief among them, who is basically, he doesn't have any opposition on the Democratic side, does he?
Not so far, no.
So nobody's jumped in to say, well, I'm going to run because I believe I'd do better than Mark. Some have been hoping on that side.
Yeah, but
there's been some talk that way, but
there's really nobody out there that I see is serious and getting any real resources behind them. If I had to guess, and I would have guessed this before the Snyder commercial yesterday, that it was going to be Snyder and Schauer.
Well, you and everybody else,
basically.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't saying I'm clairvoyant. I'm not seeing anybody else out there on the Democratic side. Mm-hmm. And you can take that to other races. Paul Clements running for the 6th District, there doesn't appear to be any significant challenger to him in the Democratic primary either. The lack of a challenger at the governor level seems to be...
Now, I think the other question is Mark Schauer the kind of guy that you go, okay, strong candidates... could be the one, that kind of thing? Or is this just somebody that eventually, a couple of years down the road, they go, oh, that's the guy that Snyder beat for re-election?
Too early to tell.
Yeah.
He's certainly been around. He's got some experience at the national level. He served a term in Congress.
Sure.
We won't know till we really see Snyder and Schauer butting heads to see just how serious of a candidate Mark Schauer is.
Yeah, I just kind of wondered about the vibe of that, because I remember years ago, this was at the end of John Engler's time as governor, that, Dick Postumus running against Jennifer Granholm, and it was kind of like, okay, so Granholm's the serious one, and Dick would like to be governor, but it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the vibe you got off of that, no matter what side you were looking at it on the debate and which side you wanted to vote for.
Well, he's certainly got labor on his side.
As most Democrats do, yes.
And the Republicans certainly cemented that with their right to work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's got a shot. Mm-hmm. And if there were other politicians who thought they could see the chink in his armor, you'd think they would be showing up here before the primary.
Well, I mean, that's one thought on it, but the other thought could be that Democrats are looking at Snyder going, I don't want to go up against him. You know, granted, he's not got a hugely strong record, but he also, I don't think he's screwed things up majorly either, just from what I can tell.
Well, we'll see if the people whose pensions he was involved in taxing, how they vote. He said all along he was lower taxes, and one of the first things he did was raise taxes on pensions.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to think there's some people, when they start paying this year, that extra few hundred dollars that they wouldn't have to pay will remember that potentially when it comes to November.
Well, we'll see. If you'd like to chime in on this, 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Of course, I don't think any of us were surprised that Governor Snyder was going, yeah, I'd like 4 more years. Because most politicians are that way, to say, you know what? I want some more time here.
Yeah.
You know, and I won't necessarily say he is the consummate politician, but there's not too many people that get into a job like that and go, you know what? One term, I'm good.
Well, and he thinks he's got a good record to run on.
Mm-hmm.
And you never have a politician who thinks they've got a good record to run on who said, nah, I don't want to do this again. I don't want to do four more years
well,
of governor.
You have to go way back, and you go to national elections, and you know, Calvin Coolidge, I think, was about the only guy that had a great record and just said, nope, I've had enough. Mm-hmm. I'm done. You know, and he's a very, very rare breed.
Yeah.
And you haven't seen too many politicians since that time. Even ones with a bad record will say, no, I need another 4 years.
No, it's not my fault my record's bad, so mm-hmm. vote for me again, and we'll try to fix yeah. things.
We'll fix it this time, I promise.
Honest, yes.
Really?
We really will fix it.
Maybe.
Trust me.
See, and we've seen that from both parties,
oh,
too.
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, we can both point to candidates where we go,
that's politicians.
Of course. Of course.
And they know no party.
Now, the interesting thing about it is, you know, Governor Snyder, and I think to a certain degree he had to do this, but he's had to make Detroit some of his focus because they've gone through, you could say a rough time, and I think that's putting it mildly.
Yes.
But to see that kind of focus, I mean, one thing that they've talked about is, you know, he didn't really get a whole lot of support out of Detroit, but yet he's still focusing on it and going, all right, something needs to happen here. It's going to affect the whole state if we don't, so we need to step in and do some things here. It's the kind of thing that if you're jaded, you would say, boy, that's really different to have somebody focus on an area that just doesn't vote for him.
But he had pressure from his base to do something about Detroit.
Sure.
Because he did get voters out of Macomb County, for mm-hmm. instance. Mm-hmm. And Macomb County was beginning to get dragged into the malaise that was Detroit. Mm-hmm. And so even though he may not be depending on the constituents in the city of Detroit for votes, mm-hmm. he had his constituency surrounding Detroit
sure.
that he had to do something for. And the fact the governor is paying attention to the bankruptcy of the largest city in the state, I can't imagine a governor in any state. If mm-hmm. St. Louis was going bankrupt, the governor of Missouri would be involved. If Chicago was going, the governor of Illinois would. Mm-hmm. He had no choice.
And if it happened in Kansas City, the two states would fight over going, no, it's yours.
Yes,
no,
yes.
It's yours.
It's on the Missouri side. Honest.
That's where the problem is.
That's where the sports teams are located, so it's your problem, Missouri.
Right.
No, but it'll be interesting to see how all of this goes, how the governor campaigns. I mean, obviously, his campaign for election, I wasn't around for it, so I can't necessarily comment on it firsthand. But it sounds like it was one of those things that was a little different than your average campaign. Coming back and doing it again, will it play the same way?
Well,
yeah, it's a good question.
Movie sequels are sort of the same way. No, there was a surprise with Governor Snyder. Mm-hmm. It's difficult to recreate the I'm new and different mm-hmm. after you've been in office for 4 years.
Yeah. Well, just ask President Obama running for a re-election going, you remember that hope and change thing? Well, we don't want to change anything now.
Yeah. And we're hoping you'll vote. I mean, it's
pretty much. Yeah. Well, and he even saw with, yes, he won, but he didn't get near the voters that he got the first time out.
Mm-hmm.
His totals went down. You know, would Snyder see that this time? Possibly. But I think a lot of it really depends on what his Democratic opponent does, whether Schauer is the kind of guy that will raise up people that say, no, we don't like this Snyder guy, we want to get him out of there,
mm-hmm.
or whether he's the kind of guy that will get people to go, Election Day, I think I'll be trimming my nails that day or something like that.
I had a nap in mind.
pretty much.
We've got open phone lines. What do you think? Is Schauer the best candidate the Democrats can come up with? Is Snyder on to something with his reelection bid? 382-4280-877-382-4280. Get involved. Tell us what you think. Especially, is Snyder the guy to beat Mark Schauer?
Or vice versa.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that as we continue ahead with your phone calls. So keep it right here. Program is called Lawrence and Taylor, and before we continue any further, we have to go to Michael's Traffic Corner.
Yes.
Lawrence and Taylor, the filler between traffic reports.
This traffic tip coming in from a listener, a semi is disabled in the left-hand lane on westbound I-94. That's what's causing the backup. Traffic is moving in the right-hand lane. The semi is located just east of the Pawpaw exit, and traffic is backed up all the way to the Mattawan exit. So semi-disabled in the left-hand lane, westbound I-94, just east of the Pawpaw exit.
That makes it sound like this is a totally independent fiasco from the earlier mm-hmm. fiasco.
Okay. Well, we'll keep you posted on that as we hear more about that. When Michael so rudely interrupts the show yeah. for his traffic. No, we really do want to tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
So.
Same detour either way. Get yeah. off at Mattawan, go up to Red Arrow. And
get a cup of coffee.
Yeah. Take stop for lunch.
Yeah, go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's important.
Yeah.
So Governor Snyder running for reelection. No big surprise.
No.
You know, I got to wonder, and we were talking about this a little bit, I'm curious to find out about what Mark Schauer is all about. Is he the kind of candidate where he's going to come along and go, you know what, here's my ideas for fixing the problems that the state has. We're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. Or is he running on the idea of, I'm not that guy?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you've seen candidates, both parties do that, where they basically come along and go, hi there, I'm not him. Vote yeah. for me.
If you didn't like him, I'm your man.
Yeah.
You're going to love me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I think you saw some of that in the last presidential election, the whole idea of, I'm not Obama. Vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a lot of what you saw on the Republican side. You know, in this case, it'll be interesting to see if that's the kind of candidate he is or if he's the kind of candidate that's going to come along and go, you know what, here's my ideas. To make it a better state. That's the thing that I guess as a purist,
mm-hmm.
I would like to see both sides be able to come along and go, all right, here's the issues. Here are our ideas to fix those issues. Mm-hmm. Now let's have a back and forth on it instead of, well, you kick puppies in the dark and
yes.
you steal candy from children. And, you know,
yeah.
that's not productive for anybody.
That's not how the founding fathers envisioned the country. Mm-hmm. They saw it as the fighting of ideas, and mm-hmm. through that arguing process, the best ideas mm-hmm. evolve.
Sure.
And sadly, we don't see a lot of that.
Mm-mm.
And we're not going to see it, I'm thinking, until after the primary. I don't think Snyder is worried about a primary challenge, although Dick DeVos has threatened him on occasion. But Schauer is looking in the rearview mirror to see if there's anybody gaining on him.
Well, not to mention there are some Democrats that are saying to this one and that one, oh, run, please.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's got to be disheartening for somebody trying to make a run.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We'll continue our discussion right here on Lawrence and Taylor. You keep it right here. Name of the program is Lawrence and Taylor. I'm Jeremy Lawrence. He's Roger Taylor. He's Michael. And I don't think there's traffic right now. It's a rarity if true.
It's quiet.
All right.
Oh, my goodness. Brace yourself.
Yes.
Here, probably within the next 30 seconds, he's going to be throwing up that sign. No, I've got traffic, really. But interesting thing out of New Hampshire.
Well, it's an interesting bridge from our previous conversation.
Yes, of course. We were talking about politics and the governor and voting in general. Well, New Hampshire, they're known for voting, of course. They're one of the first in the nation primaries. And
something notch. Dixon.
Gobbler's Notch.
Is it Gobbler's Notch?
I think it's Gobbler's Notch. Is it?
Gobbler's Knob?
Gobbler's Knob. There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
Or Dixonville Notch or something like that. I don't know. There's a couple of different places. Anyway, there's two towns that vote at midnight or whatever. But
the first returns in.
But New Hampshire, they're known for, they like to vote. They're known for being a little on the maverick side.
Mm-hmm.
They've come up with an interesting measure. Now, it's a long shot, and they're admitting that. But the sponsor of this particular measure says that voters ought to have the opportunity to express for whatever choice it is that they want, even if their choice is not on the ballot. Now, we're not talking about write-ins. We're talking about that one option we'd all love to see on the ballot, or at least I would anyway.
Vote no.
None of the above.
Yes.
Now, you think about it, I mean, this goes back to, if you've ever seen Brewster's Millions, and, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking the one that Richard Pryor was in. But if you remember that one, there was none of the above was one of the options on the ballot. And at the end of that particular election, it won. And they had to go back and do a new election because nobody won.
Mm-hmm.
This is an interesting idea. The sponsor of this is a Democrat. His name is Charles Weed. And he says that he feels voters should have the chance to express their dissatisfaction with all the candidates for a given office.
Okay.
Real choice means people have to be able to withhold their consent. You can't do that with silly write-ins. Mickey Mouse is not as good as none of the above.
And so you shouldn't include the people who don't vote as choosing none of the above.
No.
In this case, it would really be an option on the ballot.
You would sit there and go, like, well, in our case, if we have, say, Schauer and Snyder running for governor, then you would have those two and none of the above.
I assume this would be only for local or state offices, that you couldn't vote no for president because the other 49 states are going to elect a president day.
Sure.
And you're just saying, I'm not voting.
We're not going to send electors,
yeah.
really.
Yeah. Well, unless they all got together and held a conspiracy and said, nope, we're all going to vote none of the above.
What do you think the odds of getting 49 other states to agree on? Is the sky blue? Let alone anything else.
Now, one thing that this article has, it talks about Nevada as apparently a state where voters can cast none of the above on their ballots. They said it's the only state where they can do that. They said 2 years ago in Nevada, Senator Dean Heller defeated his Democratic challenger by about 12,000 votes. However, none of the above got 45,000 votes.
Ooh.
So,
what did they? Does this go on to say what exactly happened in that circumstance?
Well, obviously, in that circumstance, the one that gets the majority gets the deal.
Yeah,
you know, so it's not necessarily there's more none of the above than what there was a gap. So we got to figure out the will of those voters.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can figure out the will of those voters. They don't like either of these clowns, and they want to vote for somebody else. You know. That's kind of the take I would take from it.
Yeah.
Personally, and they're saying that at this point, you know, New Hampshire's considering it, Nevada's got it, that's it. So California defeated a proposition to add that option to the ballots there in 2000. I'm all for it. I think it's a good idea. And there would be some people that would say, you know what, we'd have to spend more money on elections because what happens if none of the above wins? You're going to have another election.
Mm-hmm.
I think the other part of that is that there needs to be this that happens. If none of the above wins in an election, the people that ran this time don't get to run again.
Well, yeah.
I think that's another one. I mean, that's just a standard because if people said, no, we don't like either of these people.
We'll run them again. See if you like them now.
Yeah.
They most likely won't.
And you think about the parties, they might tend to do that. All right, we're going to have a runoff election. We're going to do something here because we got to fill the seat. So we'll run that guy again. He's ready.
Yeah.
You know, or, well, we'll run her again. She was running. She knows how to do this. And maybe we can convince some of these people to vote differently next time. You know, I would say, you know what? Let's have different people from, and from any party for that matter. I'm ignoring you. Just ignoring you. But no, if you have got, you know, people from any party at that point, any of the, even the third party, say, you know what? You guys can't run because you could not get a majority of people to say, we want you. That's at least my angle on it. Roger, I'd love to hear your angle, but Michael's interrupting again.
Well, good. That'll give me time to think.
Yeah, you can compose your thoughts while
He'll compose his thoughts. Michael, you'll give us that little timeout for traffic.
Yes, this just report came in from a texter. A school bus has slid off the road, blocking the road west of 31st Street and M43 westbound. School bus slid off the road, blocking the road west of 31st Street and M43 westbound.
Okay.
So we hope all the kids and the driver are okay.
Okay.
That infers a slide off, not a crash.
Not a crash.
Yeah.
Sure.
But westbound M43 just into Van Buren County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Another place to go down to Red Arrow. And
get yourself some coffee. Yes. Yeah, we've been through this.
Red Arrow is the way to go, it seems.
Apparently. It's a happening place.
This idea intrigues me. Mm-hmm. I would want to see the logistics about just how long before the next election, and do we end up, could this be turned into no government by a concerted effort to vote no consistently and to not have anybody in that office. There are some logistics, but frequently I haven't been satisfied with the candidates from either party.
Mm-hmm.
And this would give you something other than just constantly choosing the lesser of the two evils that are running. And you'd think, regardless of your own political definition, that you'd like not having a candidate rammed down your throat by a party.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, in all honesty, if you don't like the Democrat or the Republican, why don't you vote for a third-person party? You know, get a bunch of people to support one of them and get them in there.
Because third parties don't win. And third parties frequently hurt one of the candidates in the other two parties. Ralph Nader blamed for some of Gore's problems.
Certainly Ross Perot. You can't forget that he took, 16% in the 96 election. It was 96, or no, it was 92. 92. He ran in 96, but 6%.
Yeah,
92. When he got like 16 or 19% or whatever it was. And, that kind of messed things up there.
Yeah. And so I don't think third parties, that's why both political parties, and I've made this allusion before, are the Borg when it comes to third parties. Their resistance is futile. You will become a Republican or a Democrat.
Now, you know, I've heard a lot, because I've got some friends who are libertarian who have said that, and they say this with just about every election that's out there, that, well, if people that said they were going to vote for thus and such would actually do it, they would win. And I don't know that I necessarily buy that, because libertarians have not convinced enough people to say, you know what, both these choices are bad and we need to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an awful lot of people that would agree with the sentiment, probably a majority, but on the other side of it, you have to convince all these people that, no, you don't want to vote for one of these people. You want to vote for our guy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, they haven't been able to do that to this point.
Right, right. And so on a theoretical level, being able to vote no on candidates is attractive to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the other part of it that you brought up, and I thought this was interesting, and I make the allusion with American Idol, but follow me on this, okay? Mm-hmm. On American Idol, there was a group out there that was known to get people to vote for the worst. And every week they would pick whoever it was that they wanted you to vote for and say, when the time comes, the phone lines open, vote for the worst.
Mm-hmm.
So you could picture a similar group rising up and saying, no matter what, no matter even if one of these people is worthy
of
getting our votes, vote for none of the above so that we can't have any government at all.
Right.
You need government. You really do. But you could picture that sort of effort taking place. And if that took place, yeah, then that might be a problem.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think there's enough people out there that would say, good, I'll vote for nobody. You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's other people that would say, well, you do get that opportunity already because when you go to vote, you don't have to vote in every race.
Right.
If you don't like those choices, you can skip that race and move on to another. You can go in and vote for one thing and then leave, and that vote gets counted.
Yeah. So, absolutely.
You know, and I've been known to do that myself when I go, I don't have any idea. Move on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or it's you're voting in an election and nobody's running except for the incumbent, and it's, well, they got their job anyway. What do they need my vote for?
Right. And yeah. You know they're going to get reelected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I've always kind of done that as sort of my little protest to say, run somebody for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Run somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But I still could see the intriguing possibilities here to be able to say none of the above. It wasn't originally put in our elections, but I wonder if the forefathers would have seen that as a legitimate choice to be able to say, we don't want anything that's on this ballot.
I'm thinking no.
You're thinking no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking,
not trying to put words in their mouth at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know what they would think.
But my gut tells me that voting no, they were sort of future oriented where the country was going.
Mm-hmm.
And to vote no doesn't move the country forward. And I'm just thinking they wouldn't have gone along with it. Doesn't mean it's not a good idea now.
Sure.
But I don't think that was one of the options back then, at least in their minds.
Mm. Well, interesting to get this all ironed out. New Hampshire is going to be talking about this, and apparently that's going through their legislature at the time being. It'd be interesting to see if any of the state reps or senators would be interested in championing a cause like this.
Yeah.
That would be interesting to see just how far that would get.
And if it could turn out to be bipartisan. I don't see this being a particularly partisan issue.
You wouldn't think. Unless both parties are going to admit, you know what, we really don't have anybody solid to run.
And this isn't in our best interest to give people this power.
You know what, this might actually bring the parties together for once. You
never
know.
Yeah, we're all opposed.
Lawrence and Taylor, it's the show. It's 590 WKZO, and you're in tune with it. I'm Jeremy. He's Roger. He's Michael. Is this an odd day or an even day? I don't even remember.
This is the third.
It's an odd day.
It's an odd day.
Is that my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, he's the Wonder Producer. There you go.
Okay, we got it in, Michael.
We got to get that straight. So we
get written up if we don't mention it
at least once. Because the boss here is a real bear to work with.
Yeah.
Very tough to deal with. But winter apparently is something that's very tough to deal with, and our own Michigan-based animal prognosticator
has
made the prediction.
6 more weeks of winter.
that's what he's saying. Now, this is the interesting thing. It's Woody the Woodchuck that apparently is in Howell.
Yeah. And at least it's a local woodchuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not an out-of-state woodchuck in a whole different region of the country.
Mm-hmm.
This is a local woodchuck.
Now, the funny thing is, you know, when they always have Punxsutawney Phil and what did he see a shadow, which, by the way, he did. But, you know, I always felt for him because he doesn't come out of his burrow.
He's dragged.
Yeah, they drag him out.
He's
reach
out.
In there and grab him, and they're holding him up, and here he is, and they're all celebrating, and I'm feeling for the guy, and you know, I got to say, from the perspective of Woody the Woodchuck, it wasn't that he saw his shadow. It was he didn't even come out. He just said, mm-mm, I'm not doing that.
I'm a no-show.
You know, so I think that tells you right there, it's cold, I'm staying in here, forget it. And I feel for, and I found out just the other day, the Punxsutawney Phil, his burrow is heated.
Oh.
They have it at a comfortable room temperature.
All right.
So
no wonder they have to drag him out. He doesn't want to get out in the cold.
He doesn't want to get out at all. And I'm thinking, now that explains why on a cold Groundhog Day, they pull him out, and it almost looks like he's steaming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because guess what? He was in the heat.
I'm mad.
I'm trying to get ready for a Super Bowl party here.
Right.
But in the case of Michigan, I guess, you know, and that's the thing I've always wondered. Groundhog Day, if you go, okay, if he sees his shadow, six more weeks of winter. Okay.
Uh-huh.
If he doesn't see his shadow, spring is just around the corner in 6 weeks.
Right.
Yes.
Really? I don't quite get it.
Did you see the mayor of New York City, de Blasio,
mm-hmm.
dropped the wood truck yesterday?
I saw that headline, yeah.
Oops.
He's had some fun times in his first few weeks.
Well, did
office.
You see the heavy gloves he had on? But his predecessor, Bloomberg,
mm-hmm.
was actually bitten by the wood truck.
And that might be the reason why he has
Let him
the
go.
Big... big gloves, you know. It's
yeah.
kind of like, okay, if I gotta.
I'd want Kevlar on.
Yeah, he didn't know when he was running for mayor that that's part of the deal. You know, I have to reach in and grab wild animals on Groundhog Day. You hope he doesn't have the day like Bill Murray did where it just happens over and over and over again.
Yes, yes.
You know.
Although that is a good movie.
It is a good movie.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
One of his better movies.
I have not seen that one in quite a few years, but
mm-hmm.
I did enjoy that when I sat down to watch that. It's almost as much fun as What About Bob?
Yes,
which that's probably on my list of favorites.
Oh, yeah, that is a funny movie.
So apparently in the state of Michigan, we are going to experience what we already knew we were going to experience.
6 more weeks of winter.
Mm-hmm. As opposed to 6 more weeks of winter.
Yes. You have your choice in Michigan. You can have spring start now,
mm-hmm.
and spring includes snow.
Uh-huh.
Or you can
and
have
cold temperatures.
And or you can have spring start in 6 weeks. The weather's going to be the same.
Of course.
But take your pick.
You know, the only thing I can figure is maybe we ought to do our own version of that, you know, next year when Groundhog Day rolls around, we'll just see if Bob Larson sees his shadow. And you know, he
we'll
can
drag him out of a hole and
you know,
hold him up and see if he sees his shadow.
Hey, Bob, could you step out of your office for just a minute? We want to see if you see your shadow.
If we decide we want to do it with an animal, I'm thinking something smaller, like a chipmunk or those woodchucks. They're big.
How about a mice or
yeah.
a mouse?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if nothing else, if we're just totally desperate for it around here and we want to find that thing that will tell us, be able to predict for us the weather in the way that no one else can, I recommend that for next Groundhog Day, we just send Roger outside.
See if I see my shadow.
Did Roger see his shadow? Oh, it doesn't matter. Lock the door. Lock the door.
He's out of the building.
Don't let him back in.
But it would be a big shadow.
Well, I wasn't going to make that comment.
There'd be no question.
The snow wouldn't melt in that place.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.